have microphones and lots of opinions. Yeah. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so you want to remain anonymous, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So walk us through kind of what you were explaining on Facebook.
Well, all right. About a month ago, I took an Uber and, you know, was out partying with my friends. Got a little bit trashed, not going to lie.
Okay.
You know, last night, one of my friends had sent me a link asking me if this, you know, crazy drunk person was me in the video. And honestly, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I saw myself. I was on YouTube, basically. And the problem was it was without my consent. I didn't, you know I was being recorded. Basically, what happened was the Uber driver had uploaded me and my girlfriend. And we were, you know, getting a little rowdy in the car.
Sure.
And I'm telling, like, inappropriate jokes and things that obviously, you know, I wouldn't want family or coworkers to see because I was very, very drunk.
Yeah, you're acting drunk.
Wow. Right. Yeah.
And I'm afraid now because of, you know, my job, that's not, you know, good conduct. I'm gonna basically get fired if somebody at my job sees it, especially if my boss sees it.
Holy cow. So the Uber driver, like, was recording you and you had no, obviously you had no idea, you're too drunk to notice that, and uploaded it?
Yeah, exactly. I'm still blown away by it, honestly. And the thing is, I guess what I'm confused on or bothered by is, like, I didn't know that people could do that. Like, I mean, can an Uber driver record you, like, secretly, or, like, record you without asking and then just upload it? I mean, I tried contacting the Uber.
I was going to ask you, did you try to, like, contact the guy?
I called the Uber and got the driver's info and tried to text them and call in, like, hey, you know, I didn't give you permission. Why would you do that? And they haven't gotten back to me. Like, the driver's ignoring me, or I don't know what it is. So I don't know what I can do, like, legally, or what my rights are, and I don't know what to do. Like, so I just tell my boss, hey, there's this video out here of me, and try to get in front of it. Like, I don't know what to do at this point.
Yeah, I
have no idea what the legalities of that are. I mean, you wouldn't think that they could, but I don't know. That's a tough situation, because I completely get why you're worried.
Yeah, I just don't want to lose my job. I mean, I can get over, like, you know, my friends seeing it and maybe even explain to family, but I can't afford to lose,
right,
you know,
right,
lose my job over this.
You know, part of me would say, hey, get out in front of it. Tell, you know, tell on yourself, basically, before someone else has an opportunity to tell on you. But I haven't seen the video, so, I mean, I don't know necessarily how bad it was. But if you're that worried, worried, maybe,
gosh.
I don't know. We're already getting a bunch of text messages in.
There's a lot smarter people than us listening to this show that might have some good advice.
Yeah, so, like, hang out. Maybe we can help you, okay, dude?
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it so much.
A couple of people chimed in saying, hey, reach out to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Other people said, look into legal aid.
Now, Elizabeth, you are an Uber driver.
So I actually was an Uber driver for almost 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, Kentucky's a one-party consent state, so there's not really anything that he can do legally. However, if it was in Indiana is a two-party consent state.
I didn't even think about the whole state thing.
Yeah, the other people that were saying to just reach out to YouTube, that's probably actually his best course of action there.
So, sidebar, Elizabeth, since you are an Uber driver, what is the nuttiest thing that you have seen in your car?
Uber confessions.
You've got the ones that, you know, you want to be best friends with at the end of the ride, and then, you know, you've got the ones that are trying to set you up with their younger brother because they think that you're so sweet, you know.
Yeah. You haven't had any romantic connections with any of your Uber customers, have you?
I am not at liberty to say.
Yeah!
Okay. All right.
All right. I'm looking forward to your book because you should write one.
Elizabeth, thanks for calling in.
Of course.
Hey, Alan, what do you think?
I think as far as the Uber driver putting the video on there, I think that might be a little bit wrong, and there's probably something legally could do about it. But I mean, if you don't put yourself in those situations, those kind of things wouldn't happen. That's my point. So.
Right. Hey, DJX.
I was just calling in to comment on the idiot that took the Uber and was acting inappropriate. You know, there's so many people out there with cell phones that could have recorded him elsewhere acting like a fool. Like the other person said, he should have enough sense to know his job is at risk. What an idiot.
Okay. There are a lot of people that are texting like, I kind of need to see the video to judge for myself.
Hashtag for research purposes.
I know. I need to kind of see this video.
Yeah.
I mean, like
how bad is it?
Listen.
Is he on the funny drunk side?
I have seen animals mating. I've watched the live birth of a giraffe over and over and over again.
Yeah, a lot of people
I've watched drunk people fall down and injure themselves.
There's a whole Instagram account you follow religiously called Drunk People Doing Things. Yeah. Yes, I get it.
So I kind of need to see this just for, as you said, research purposes.